Hi, and thank you for visiting Lifestyle Choices Podcast. This is your host, Joyce Wood. I'm really happy you're here, and I'm definitely happy to be here myself. I've missed the last couple of weeks sharing information with you, and the reason is I've been undergoing major high drama. Due to a family emergency, major emergency with my dog Bella. So sit back and I'll share you a little story of what happened. I have this beautiful dog named Bella. She's 14 years old and she's a little Yorkie poo. She's about 16 pounds. She's not too little. Anyway, she developed a few health issues last year after we had all those state fires. Remember how last summer was just, never-ending smoke in the air? Well, Bella started experiencing some minor things, you know, nothing too concerning. But nevertheless, I started doing a lot of research and just upping her vitamins and her nutrition and took her into a vet. And I was told when she was a pup that she had a grade one murmur. Well, this time when I took her into the vet, they thought her heart seemed a little loud, but they also thought she had something going on with her trachea. But they were concerned enough, and so they said, you know, it's really ideal that you go in and get an x-ray just to rule out what's going on, right? And it's wise to know what you're dealing with if you're going to give out any kind of herbal remedy or take on any extra vitamins. If you don't really know what you're treating, it's kind of like throwing darts at a board, right? So I agreed. I went and got an x-ray, and much to my surprise and concern, the x-ray revealed that her murmur, which was a grade one years before, had now grown to a grade three. Yeah, and so I was really concerned about that. Really, really concerned about that. And they basically said they don't really understand why and that it's ideal to get what's called an echocardiogram, or some people call it an echocardiogram or whatever. But it's more of an exact or precise test to see why her heart's that way, because there's lots of different illnesses pertaining to the heart that it could create the enlargement. So I'm like, okay, this is really expensive. I mean, the lung x-ray was really expensive. The blood tests were expensive. Some of the medicines that their original vet had given me was expensive. But you know what? I love my dog. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to do this, of course. But I started getting really scared because, well, seriously, the real reason is I lost two other dogs to cancer, and they were only 12. So here Bella's 14. So a lot of it was just really being afraid to face what could be going on, you know, and kind of living in this, I don't want to know mentality, but I'll do the best I can do to take care of her, but I don't really want to face it. It was really hard, but I did it. I went ahead. Nope, I'm going to do it. So I searched out a vet that could do this procedure. And there were lots of different ones that had various different charges. And some of them were over $700 and up. And I found one that charged around $500 at a local veterinarian hospital. So I proceeded to go ahead and have it done. And I was so afraid to get the results back, you know. But anyway, they contacted me and they said that overall, it's not the worst case scenario, but it certainly was a major concern. She was diagnosed with a condition called mitral valve disease. And apparently it's very common in small dogs at her age. And in addition to that, she had what they considered moderate pulmonary hypertension with a possible lung illness like bronchitis or something else, which would require more x-rays and tests to determine it specifically. And not only does the cost is a factor, right? Especially you don't have insurance, but it's like she's just a little animal, you know, and putting her through a whole bunch of tests, and she's got a heart issue, which would more tests would stress her out. And nowadays, because of the pandemic, you don't get to go into the vets with your pet. You have to drop them off on the corner, which to me doesn't set well. You know, my sweet little dog's all freaked out as it is, and I can't even be in there with her. So that stressed me out. But I'm like, okay, you know, I'll go for something reasonable. Like, let's do a blood test and see what you can find through there, right? And I also agreed to the medications. Well, the medications took a week to come to me. I thought I was going to be able to just go pick them up like at the regular vet, you know, a regular pharmacy. And no, they were being flown in from New Jersey, which I thought was really weird, you know. But anyway, so being that I'm an organic minded person and I typically don't do medications, but when it comes to my dog or heart issues, I'm not going to argue. You know, I'm going to follow what the vet recommended. So I gave her the medication. I gave her one that night. I had to like give it to her an hour before she ate. So I gave her this one that didn't require an hour before. She got like three of them for $200. This medication cost $200, right? So I gave her this one. And that night when she went to work with me, she coughed and coughed and coughed for hours. I'm like, what in the world is going on? Anyway, not only did she cough, but she got really agitated, like really agitated. And I gave her something to help her calm down. This other vet had given some medication, kind of like a pain reliever sedative. So I gave her that, hoping that that would help calm her down. And I didn't want to like overreact, even though a friend of mine was like freaking out and saying I should rush her to the hospital at midnight in this very Scotty area that I didn't want to go to by myself as a single person. So I thought, well, you know what? I'm just going to see how she does on this chill out medicine and see how she is in the morning. So she got to sleep and she seemed to be resting well. But first thing in the morning, she started to overreact again. And so she got really agitated. So I just picked her up and took her immediately to Blue Pearl Hospital, which is right up the street. And man, oh man, I was so scared. I was just like, oh my God, what's going to happen to her? Is she dying? I mean, they said, do you want us to resuscitate her? I'm like, well, yeah. I mean, do whatever you can do to help her, right? And I'm still like handing her off outside the hospital. I can't even go in with her. I'm handing her off to some stranger. I'm freaking out. My poor dog's probably freaking out. And I'm just consumed with, is she going to survive, right? So later, oh, and on top of it, I had to like insure payment. And they recommended that she probably be in the hospital for a couple of days, like 2-3 days, or maybe longer. But I could do a down payment, which was almost $3,000, okay? So I had to give them a credit card. Everything had to pass through. And then once it did, then they could move on with it, right? So thank goodness everything passed and, you know, we went on with it. So then later that night, I end up getting a call from the ER vet. And he had said her condition was so severe that her heart was now at a grade 5 and extremely enlarged. And he considered in heart failure. Yeah. Anyway, I mentioned to him that this medication that I had given her, I believed was what set her off. And I said, please don't give her anything like this because I know my dog. I know how she responds to things. And there's something in this dilating medicine that the cardiologist had given created this problem. and please don't do anything like that. And he was like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And so then I said, well, is it okay if she's going to be in the hospital? Can I bring her in her food? Because I make all her own food for her and I give her vitamins. And they were like, you do? You give her vitamins? I'm like, well, yeah. And he goes, well, yeah, bring everything up. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's great. You can do that. And so I brought it all up and the vet called me later and he was so surprised that based on her condition that she gobbled up her food. And he goes, most dogs that are in that type of condition, that state of a grade 5, aren't interested in eating. That they're just gasping to be able to breathe. And they put them in these oxygen chambers, right? But not my Bella. She is such a champ. She was like gobbling up her food and, you know, I was so happy to hear that. You know, I'm like, oh, that's a good news. That's good news, right? Anyway, oh gosh, I'll tell you. So, but the good news is, I mean, I'm giving you kind of a little bleak outlook here, but the good news is she responded so well to the oxygen and whatever medicines that they administered. And of course, my food, I think my food is what really did it. But anyway, she was able to come home like in 2 days, less than 2 days. And her heart stage, the murmur, went from a grade 5 down to a grade 3 in just 2 days. Ah, I was so happy to hear that. She's 14. And that's kind of amazing, really amazing. So, and much to my surprise too, on top of it, I ended up getting money back from Blue Pearl Hospital, which is kind of rare. You don't hear that from people when they take their dogs to emergency that they get money back. Well, I got a significant amount of money back because she wasn't needing as much as what they thought upon the, you know, the first assessment. So, oh my gosh, my girl is alive and she's sent home with some new medication that really seems to be helping. What I found out also through Blue Pearl was that that original medication that the cardiologist recommended that I had to wait a week for, get this, was unstable. It was in a liquid. And the people at Blue Pearl said they never give out liquid because it's unstable. So I ended up trying to get my money back from the other cardiologist. And of course, it ended up on deaf ears and they claimed no negligence. So, you know, I was left with a $200 bag of garbage, which ended up in the trash. But, you know, you live and you learn, right? So, of course, I left that vet and I received a better recommendation from Blue Pearl on moving forward with Bella's health. So I feel so relieved and so fortunate that Bella survived such an ordeal. And for me too. I was so freaked out. I mean, she's 14 and she's so little. And oh my gosh, this situation could have easily taken her sweet little life, you know? So I really feel that between my faith and all the excellent care she had been given for years through nutrition and vitamins and herbs, her overall health is so strong, you know? And it's like when you're strong, full of healthy nutrition, you can face the unexpected health crises. You really can. And I mean, Bella really proved that to me. But one thing I learned a couple of things actually, but one of them is how sad our healthcare truly is, not just for humans, but especially for animals. It's really bad. It's really bad. One thing I didn't mention is that the medication, get this, if I would have continued using just one of the medications from the hospital, it would have cost me $70 for 1 week. Yeah. And they didn't send me home with a list of affordable pharmacies to get her prescriptions at. So for the last week, I've been searching all over for like a reliable, safe, good pharmacy with an affordable price tag on it, which I finally did. It's up in Snohomish. And if you guys have any questions, you can always ask me. But this isn't about referring out and trying to encourage you to buy anything. I'm really trying to share with you my story. I'm sure many of you that are listening, maybe you've had similar stories, you know, or experiences, and how frustrating that is. It is really, really frustrating. And the other thing I learned, in addition to just the general healthcare outlet, you know, the whole information being given out, is that where are the integrative vets? And where are the integrative physicians, for that matter, for humans, to help us really understand healthy nutrition, what vitamins can really help that won't conflict with your medications? And you know something? They don't know, because they're not taught any of that. So in their mind, it's not even going to help them. They're only focused on what they're taught, right? But if you study and research yourself, which there's tons of information online, you can learn a lot of things, right? But it can be very confusing as to, will it conflict with the medication? Do you want to gamble and not take the medication and only do the vitamins? You know, I mean, we don't want to do that, do we? I sure don't, you know? So I've been also looking for a reliable, integrative, holistic vet that practices. And there's a lot of them online that give out, that write books, that give out lots of great information, but they're not practicing, or they're not doing consultations. So you're left to kind of sort it all out for yourself. And I'm a health coach for humans, so I feel a little more confident in making a decision, but not really when it comes to a dog, because dogs' anatomy, physiology is much different than a human's. So you have to be really, really careful. So it's been really frustrating for me, but I feel, again, that, you know, based on everything that I've been through and can kind of determine for myself, that the basic fundamentals are really important, you know. And there is a lot of science and research proving that certain nutrition like CoQ10 and essential fatty acids, especially omega-3s, are really good for dogs' heart conditions. And for tracheas, I found that collagen, things that develop collagen in the body, can really be helpful, like bone broth. And there's some other nutritional supplements that you can have your animal take that will help rejuvenate the collagen in their systems, which basically the trachea, when the trachea gets irritated, it can be because the heart becomes enlarged and puts pressure on it, as well as when they get older, you know, the cartilage isn't as flexible. So it can be a little bit more of a problem. So those are some real basic things that aren't toxic that you can easily add into your dog's diet. But, you know, if you want to talk, I can share more with you directly, or, you know, feel free to do your own research. And trust me, you'll be online for hours. I have been. But for now, Bella's happy and at ease. She's home where she loves to be with me. And I'm exhausted, but I'm getting stronger. Yeah, I'm getting stronger, and I feel a sense of relief, like you just, oh my gosh. If any of you know what I'm going through, you know exactly how I feel. I'm so happy that she is alive. So hey, thanks so much for listening and reading my blog. And if you'd like to talk further, you know how to reach me. Send me an email, write me a message. I'm happy to share. And you know what? If you know of any reliable, integrative, holistic vets, please share. Please, please, please. We all need to hear about them. It's vital. Yep. So for now, please take great care. Having good health is a treasure worth pursuing. Okay? And stay tuned for next week's blog post and podcast. Dr. Harding will return with more information on allergies versus sensitivities, what triggers you can be aware of, and more. And please, share this with those you care about. Share the blog, share the podcast. Give me a nice review. I'd really appreciate it. It helps me get circulation and points and all that good stuff. Hey, thanks so much. Bye for now. This is your host, signing out.